Thomas Jefferson High School in Fairfax County, Virginia, is arguably the nation's top high school for science and technology. No other school in the country produces more National Merit Scholars or wins more prestigious academic competitions. Thomas Jefferson is nearly 95% white and Asian. Disappointed by the meager number of Black and Latino students, school district officials want to change admissions policies to make room for more of these minorities. Some parents support the idea, others, however, are intent on killing it. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
The dispute over who gets into Thomas Jefferson High School is ruthless, nasty, and bitter, especially among parents.
I think there's a lot of bigotry and racism underlying this debate about Thomas Jefferson admissions.
Judith Howard's daughter, Elizabeth, was the only African-American female in last year's freshman class. Of the nearly 1,700 kids attending Jefferson this year, Blacks and Latinos are less than one-half of 1%.
I don't see how people can claim that these kids are getting such a superlative education when they're being educated in a vacuum, in a school that does not reflect the community that they live in or the world.
Judith Howard says she's amazed that more parents aren't outraged by this. But Barbara Cackler, who is white, wonders, why would anyone have a problem with Jefferson's race-blind admissions policy or with the parents who vigorously defend it?
I'm sorry if Judy feels that people like me are thinking in a racist or bigoted way, because I've never thought of myself in those terms.
Cackler has two sons at Thomas Jefferson, or TJ, as the school is affectionately known.
I would like to think that every student who is at TJ got in based on their merit, academic merit. I mean, once you start, you know, sort of artificially engineering who from this group gets in, who from this, I mean, it's social engineering.
Grades, test scores, writing skills, and overall academic excellence. These are the things that have set Thomas Jefferson High School apart and above other high schools ever since it opened in 1985. The school offers an extraordinary array of honors programs, advanced science, math, and computer courses. Jefferson teachers even get paid more. Kids do cutting-edge research and intern with top corporations and government agencies. Nearly 3,000 teenagers take Jefferson's entrance exam every year. About 420 are admitted. The old yellow buses that roll up to the school's plain flat single-story building every morning come from as many as 6 school districts throughout Northern Virginia. But half of the kids who make it into Jefferson come from a few, maybe 5 middle schools in predominantly white, rich neighborhoods.
I didn't know.
You can see it in the hallways as wave after wave of mostly white and a sprinkling of Asian kids make their way to their first period classes. You'd never guess that Jefferson draws most of its students from a school system that's 25% Black and Latino, says Fairfax School Superintendent Daniel Dominich. He believes Jefferson's admissions process is biased.
So I put together, in essence, a plan that said every middle school in the county will send the same number of students to Jefferson, and it will be the best students from those schools who will attend Jefferson.
Dominich says this would at the very least guarantee a geographic mix of students at Jefferson. Parents opposed to Dominich's plan threatened a lawsuit, forcing the Fairfax County School Board to drop the idea.
What he proposed was a form, in a sense, of a geographic quota.
Louise Epstein, a parent and a lawyer, says the plan was not only discriminatory, it would have watered down the school's academic quality.
And it's very difficult to have a class that moves ahead at a rapid pace and teaches the kids much more difficult material if you have some children who aren't able to keep up.
And therein lies the root of the problem, says Dominich.
Jefferson was not created to serve the best and the brightest.
Dominich pounds his desk as he lays out what he calls Jefferson's true mission.
The charge and the mission of the school when it was created is that this would be a school for science and technology that would service the entire county and would provide access to the minority community.
Dominich knows a lot of people disagree, and he has the hate mail to prove it. Back at Jefferson High, the debate over race and admissions has created some racial tension. But 15-year-old Elizabeth Howard says it's never been easy being black at Jefferson.
There are people who seem to believe that if you add a black or Latino person, that they're automatically not going to be motivated. They're not as smart as someone white.
It's hard to get a sense of just how much racial tension there is at Jefferson these days. Joe Cackler, a junior, says he doesn't speak for all white students, but he doesn't know anyone who has problems with black or Latino students here.
I think we're very respectful of each other, and I think we're more prepared for the real world and less likely to exhibit bigotry and racism.
Still, the school's new principal, Elizabeth Lodl, says there's no doubt Jefferson must be more diverse. But she says people should not lose sight of the extraordinary things that this school offers young people.
There are some clear geniuses who without Jefferson would be isolated. This amazing crowd of people will be our Nobel laureates. They will be the people who potentially find the cures to the diseases that we're all concerned about.
Superintendent Daniel Dominich agrees. He says he, too, is proud of what Jefferson students have accomplished. But this school, he says, is now at a crossroads.
You either provide for diversity to take place and access to be made available, or you resign yourself to having an institution that ultimately becomes isolated and elite.
For now, there will be no real change. The Fairfax County School Board has announced that the admissions policy at Thomas Jefferson High will remain race-blind. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News, Fairfax County, Virginia.